We have the 8 o'clock news now from Karen Creed.
There's disruption to bus and rail services in parts of the country this morning after temperatures plummeted overnight. Motorists and other road users are being warned of potentially hazardous conditions this morning due to frost and the threat of scattered sleet and snow showers. A Met Air and Status yellow low temperature and ice warning for the entire country is in place until midday. Coleman O'Sullivan reports.
With temperatures as low as minus 6 and freezing across most of the country this morning, icy roads and pavements are making for a difficult commute for many. Local authorities say they have been gritting the roads overnight, but many surfaces remain icy, and Gardaí are asking people to drive safe and take extra care. On the rail network, Éireann Road Éireann has advised of delays on the Galway to Limerick line because of weather conditions, and there have been several cancellations on the Dart services. There has been no service to Howth because of an issue with points. There are also delays on some services into Houston. A yellow warning for low temperatures and ice remains in force across Ireland till midday and in Donegal and most of Northern Ireland until noon tomorrow.
The Economic and Social Research Institute has found that if housing output was increased by 10,000 units a year, house prices could fall by 12%. In a new report, the ESRI also maintains that increasing output would not necessarily lead to significant wage inflation in the construction sector. Our economics correspondent, Robert Short.
The ESRI has assembled a range of data on the construction sector and incorporated it into the model it uses to forecast what happens in the Irish economy. It takes the construction of 25,000 units a year as a base case scenario and asks what might happen if that output were increased to 35,000 units a year for the rest of this decade. That's just one estimate of where housing supply needs to get to cope with the demands of our rising population. The ESRI finds it would bring prices down by 12% by 2030, but wages in the sector might only rise directly as a result by just 1%. The report delves deeper into the factors that seem to be holding construction back. It suggests that construction trades should be placed on the permit programme to attract workers from abroad, as Ireland could need 60,000 construction workers by 2025. It also says there are question marks over whether the financial system in Ireland can provide the credit necessary to meet the demand for residential property.
A sit-in protest by mica-affected homeowners in Carndonagh in County Donegal planned for today has been called off after campaigners said one of their main demands has been met. It follows an email from the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, stating that the grant of up to €15,000 for accommodation costs and up to €5,000 for storage will be available for those in severely affected dwellings which are no longer habitable. A number of the worst affected families will receive the grant aid, which will allow them to move out of their homes and into alternative accommodation. The United Nations Security Council will vote later today on a proposal by Ireland and the United States to give humanitarian efforts a blanket exemption from UN sanctions. The Security Council traditionally deals with humanitarian aid on a case-by-case basis. However, the draft resolution broadly states that support for humanitarian efforts would not be a violation of any UN asset freezes. Ireland's ambassador to the UN, Fergal Mithen, said the proposal would allow the Security Council to comprehensively deal with the unintended humanitarian consequences of UN sanctions regimes. Meanwhile, the US House of Representatives has passed a legislation to enshrine marriage equality into federal law. The law will protect same-sex and interracial couples. 39 Republicans joined Democrats to pass the Respect in Marriage Act. US President Joe Biden is facing criticism over the decision to free the Russian arms dealer Viktor Boot in return for the release of American basketball star Brittney Griner. Mr. Boot has already arrived in Moscow and Ms. Griner is expected to arrive in Texas shortly. The Republican congressional leader Kevin McCarthy said the release of Mr. Boot would be a major victory for President Putin and put American lives at risk. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Very cold today, but dry for much of the country with low winter sunshine. Icy stretches, some lying snow and patches of freezing fog can be expected. Wintry showers will affect some northern and western coastal counties. Temperatures not rising above 0 to 4 degrees with light northwest or variable breezes.